Hello, my name is Jim from Sacred Heart in Robbinsdale, and to set a steady course for my spiritual life, I need to take time every day to pray. I need to figure it out before the day comes, or else I probably won't do it. I also am going to try to make an effort to get to daily Mass, and then as a part of my spiritual life, just examine my conscience daily so I can grow in virtue. I'm going to try to pick one particular virtue at a time to grow in. So,
hi, I'm David from Presentation in Maplewood. Starting my day off with scriptural prayer, reading from the Bible, the readings of the day, asking God to help me to work on the things I need to work on, thanking God for what I have, for the blessings I've had that day or the past day, as well as working on those things, and then to say an Our Father, and to focus on that, and then also do other spiritual reading about saints, trying to follow life of my own saint, St. David, as well as St. Thomas Aquinas, and to pray for my family and be the best husband and father I can be.
Hi, I'm John from St. John Vianney in South St. Paul. And I think that question reminds me of when Peter was walking on the water. As long as he was focusing on Christ, he did the impossible, walked on water. But the second he took his eyes off and looked at all the chaos around him, he sank. And so I think the best way that I can set a steady course is to spend time with my Eucharistic Lord in adoration, in whom I put my faith, from whom I receive my hope, and to whom all my love is due. So I think Mass and adoration on a daily basis would go a long way to help me set a steady course.
Hi, I'm Kelly from St. Charles Borromeo in St. Anthony. The way to set the steady course in my life first begins with the two greatest commandments, love of God and love of neighbor. To go ahead and use the things that we learn today and throughout our life in the Catholic Church to go ahead and grow in that love of God and grow in that love of neighbor, family first, and through that neighbor and through even those that don't love us, that we love back. And we're trying to do that within our families, but also in my instance in Spirit and Sport, where we try to go ahead and have been invited to Milwaukee and Brainerd and other places where we're going to go this summer and try to bring the Word of God. But we need it every day by just kneeling before the Eucharist, loving Him, and then bringing it to everyone else in the world.
Hi, my name is Nick. My parish is Divine Mercy in Faribault. Question is, how can I set a steady course in my life? And coming here today to this conference has kind of helped me realize some things about what is really important in trying to open up my mind and my conscience in letting God speak to me in that realm, and just understand that that's where the guidance will come, and try to not, try to set my own course necessarily, but just leave it up to Him and understand that there's a plan, and I need to listen, and through my conscience understand that that's where that information is going to reach me and come. And just also just becoming more centered in my faith in the Mass and the sacraments, and just trying to understand the importance of that and giving me guidance as to where I need to go and what my course is, and what my purpose is in life, and all these kind of things will come through just following those kind of things. So that's essentially it.
Hi, I'm Ray from Divine Mercy Catholic Church in Faribault, Minnesota. And just attending the conference, I believe I can set a steady course for myself in my religious life by trying to attend daily Mass on a more regular basis. I have the opportunity to do that, and so I need to make a commitment to that. I think that's a component of my life that I've done sporadically, and I would like to increase my attendance to a daily Mass, as well as I also feel that the importance of the conference and some of the things that resonated with me from the speakers were the conscious. Trying to be a man of conscience and looking inside yourself and knowing that God is touching your conscience and always trying to keep it as clean as possible, if you will. And I feel that that's an important aspect of something I've never given a whole lot of thought to, and that really resonated with me from the conference. And so I'm hoping that there'll be ways that I can improve upon that particular area.